This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I recently interviewed Peter Schiff for my new show with InfoWars. It's called Counterthink. And you can watch the episodes at counterthink.com, by the way. It's a great show. I've already put in a couple of episodes, one with Peter Schiff, one with John Rappaport. Got more coming up. And I asked Peter Schiff about cryptocurrency and the ICO fraud that we've both seen. And his answer, I think, is quite fascinating and also in line with my thinking on the subject. Peter said, you know, Bitcoin, for those early adopters who got in early and bought Bitcoin low, you know, they're able to cash out. But people who are getting in late now are not going to see the returns that they want. You know, Bitcoin, there was a lot of hype talking about it was going to go up to 100,000 a coin or a million a coin, and it started to go parabolic between 10,000 and 20,000 a coin. And, you know, a lot of people got suckered into that, and they thought that this was just going to go up forever. It became a fanaticism and a bubble mentality, which you see in every bubble throughout history. You just see this sort of crowd psychology, people jumping in. But as Peter said in my interview on Counterthink, you know, sooner or later, you run out of new participants. And right now, the Bitcoin holders are trying to find new people to sell to. But you don't have an unlimited number of people on the planet. And, you know, being that Bitcoin isn't regulated and being that it isn't real or physical, there's a lot of skepticism out there about Bitcoin. And you know, getting in now seems kind of late in the game, actually, and I don't know anybody who now believes Bitcoin is going to $1 million a coin. Well, I'm sure there are some out there. I haven't encountered any of them. And I got to tell you, this was all so predictable, of course. And I'm not here trying to say that you know, Bitcoin is a horrible thing. I think it was a great experiment. I think it was a proof of concept. And blockchain has many, many uses for, you know, identification and logistics and supply, delivery, fraud prevention, things like that. But you don't need Bitcoin to do blockchain. Blockchain can be put in place in a million different ways without using Bitcoin at all. And there are better cryptocurrencies outside of Bitcoin. So a lot of people have been saying, you know, there's a lot better systems out there now. And Bitcoin is not what it was hyped up to be. That's obvious because it crashed from almost 20,000 down to like 6,000, and it's been bouncing around, you know, 7,000, 8,000, maybe 9,000 range for the last few weeks, and it could go to zero. You know, some people thought this is just going to go up forever. Well, why? Why would it go up forever? People would have to keep buying it. And why would people buy it when transactions with Bitcoin are so slow and so expensive? You know, the average transaction price, last time I checked, was like $23. So remember the first promise we were told? You could buy a cup of coffee with Bitcoin. You could use it for everyday transactions. It was going to replace all other forms of money. That's what we were told. Because it was fast, it was cheap, it was easy. Well, it's none of those things. It's not fast. It takes 2 days for many transactions to clear. It's not cheap. You know, it's $23 average transaction cost per transaction. So if you buy a cup of coffee for $5, you got to add $23 for the Bitcoin fee on average, I'm saying. So now you have a $28 cup of coffee. Wouldn't it be cheaper to just pay with a $5 bill? Just greenbacks? Yeah, of course it would be. And it's faster, too. You hand them the $5, they have the $5. It's done. In Bitcoin, you got to wait 2 days for someone to get the money. Are you going to stand there holding a cup of coffee in one hand and your bleep in the other hand for 2 days waiting for your Bitcoin transaction to clear? I doubt it. So, you know, a lot of the original hype has collapsed. And now people are getting more sober and they're realizing, you know, this Bitcoin thing was kind of overhyped. Maybe the Health Ranger was right about this. I've heard that more recently because I launched bitraped.com over a year ago, I believe, bitraped, because I knew that Bitcoin was going to crater and a lot of people would lose a lot of money. Some people were mortgaging their homes in order to, quote, invest in Bitcoin. You're not investing in anything. It's not an investment. It's pure speculation. You know, investing in something is when you hand your money over to, let's say, a company that manufactures something. They use your money to become more efficient or gain greater market share and thus generate a profit based on production and sales of something, a product or a service or even patents or what have you. But Bitcoin does none of those things. Bitcoin has no assets. Bitcoin isn't a company. It doesn't earn money. Bitcoin doesn't have, it doesn't make anything. Bitcoin's all just a bunch of shared delusions, frankly. It's just a bunch of people agreeing to share this online spreadsheet to say, oh, you've got 0.1 Bitcoins and I've got 0.1 Bitcoins and all these other people have Bitcoins and we'll just share this transaction log and then we'll sell these entries in this online spreadsheet, i.e. the blockchain ledger, to other people. And we'll try to convince people to hand us, you know, $10,000 per, quote, coin, which is not a coin. It's an entry in a spreadsheet. It's an integer in a shared digital ledger. That was the whole Bitcoin thing. It's just like, how do we convince other people to give us money for nothing? You know, that's basically what Bitcoin turned out to be. Now, again, it was a great experiment in blockchain technology or decentralized currency, and it will forever be seen as a pioneer in this space. But it, in the last couple of years, it really became pretty scammy. It was just like, yeah, people buy in. Come on, everybody buy in. If everybody would just buy in, then we'd all do great. Sounds like a Ponzi scheme to me. Sounds like every bubble in history, including tulip mania, or Dutch West Indies companies, or the railroad bubbles of the 1800s in America. I mean, you just look at all the bubbles in history. It's all the same thing. If everybody would just buy in, we'd all do great. Yeah. Well, there's a reason why the more wise members of society, like myself, called BS on this pretty early, because we knew what was coming. We could see the pattern. We've seen it before. I warned people about the dot-com bubble, of course, back in 1998 and 99, before the bubble burst. And I warned people about the housing bubble in 2006 and 2007, before the housing bubble really burst. You know, the subprime mortgage debacle, which really hit hard in 2008, of course. And I was able to see that Bitcoin was going to crater as well. Doesn't mean it won't go higher temporarily, but ultimately Bitcoin is probably going to zero. And even the last-ditch effort of the Bitcoin promoters is, oh, it's a store of value. You should just buy it and hold it. Yeah, what a scam. That sounds like CNBC telling people to buy corporate stocks and hold it. Don't sell. You might spook the market. You know, you're supposed to buy Bitcoin and hold it and wait for what? Wait for Bitcoin to become more valuable? What if it becomes worth nothing? Then you're left holding nothing. Because when you're holding Bitcoin, you're not holding anything. You traded your money. You gave somebody your money in exchange for a digital entry on a shared spreadsheet. And that's all you have. And it's not even subject to laws or regulations, for the most part. And the Bitcoin exchanges are being investigated now by the New York Attorney General. I believe that Coinbase and other exchanges are under possible criminal investigation right now. And I think some of those operations, you know, the Bitcoin exchanges online, I think some of them are fraudulent. Some of them are engaged in criminal behavior. Some of those people are going to go to jail. Make no mistake, that's coming. Not to say that there aren't crimes in the regular stock market Wall Street system or the banking system, because there are. You know, bankers are crooks too. It's just that they're a lot more heavily regulated. You know, there's the SEC involved in insider trading and things like that. Not that they do a great job, because they don't, but at least it's something. Bitcoin has essentially no regulatory oversight, so anything goes, and that's why these online exchanges are just front-loading their trades and just ripping people off and seizing accounts of people, using their Bitcoins to do other speculative trading, and then stealing Bitcoin accounts. I mean, look at Mt. Gox. You know, bottom line is, the bubble is over. and watch my interview with Peter Schiff to learn more. It's at counterthink.com. And it's with InfoWars. It's the new show. It's called Counterthink. Check it out. My name is Mike Adams. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.